This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Speaking of, well, I don't know what exactly, but football-wise. So, CeeLo mentioned Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Ooh. And we saw the, I guess when I woke up is when I saw the story. And it's a lot of money for two wide receivers. And you've got a quarterback making a lot of money. I guess I understand them re-signing them. And I think if I'm a Bengals fan, I'm very excited that T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase aren't going anywhere. And they've got those three for at least a couple of years together going forward. But my question to you would be, and I, the salary cap is so just difficult to navigate around. Some teams do it better than others, clearly. But how in the hell are the Bengals, whose biggest problem last year was stopping other teams, how does this help them in that way?
Well, first and foremost, Joe Burrow wanted these guys back. And you don't want Joe Burrow to be unhappy because he is the face of that franchise. And they are exciting. And if you talk to Bengal fans are excited to have all three of these guys playing together along with Mike Gesicki, who also signed a contract because Joe Burrow wanted him. The problem is that their entire defense is making about $79 million.
Collectively.
And, you know, they gave up, I think they averaged giving up like 26 points a year last year or close to 26, but they ended up scoring points a game last year. And that was bottom third of the league. They're an exciting team. They're an offensive team. They play in a division where three teams have really good defenses when they're healthy. And they've chosen to go the other way with it because they want to keep their quarterback happy. So, you know, I always think that you got to be careful when players start getting involved in, you know,
decisions. Yeah.
About how to build a team. And, you know, Duke Tobin, their player personnel director, said he wanted to keep both of them. The Brown family wanted to keep both of them, and I think they wanted to keep both of them because they know that the three of them together, along with Joe Burrow, just basically make that team. Like, everybody knows who they are. Everybody loves going to the games. You know, going out there when I was out there for the induction into the Ring of Honor, and they were playing the Rams that night. I mean, the fan base was just crazed. I mean, they haven't been this way in a long, long time. I think probably the last time I was thinking, I know Marvin Lewis had been there for 15 years. There were some moments there where they had some good times.
Made the playoffs a lot.
Carson Palmer and Chad Ochocinco, I think, excited people. But this group here is just,
well, they're
off the charts when it comes to popularity in that city for that team. And they've chosen that they're going to be an offensive team, and why wouldn't you if you got a $55 million quarterback?
And I get that, but to me, the 2024 Bengals are a microcosm of how to not win. When you've got great pieces on one side, you had a kicker who missed kicks left and right last year, if I remember correctly,
yes,
and lost them games. You had a defense who couldn't stop anybody, gave up leads late in games to where, you know, maybe instead of them fighting to try and make the playoffs, maybe they would have been securely in by week 15, and instead it was quite the opposite. And I know every team has to deal with this. And I know the salary cap went up, but when you got three guys making, what is that, going to be 280 this year? Does that sound right?
It sounds about right. It's, I don't know about that much, but it's
277, it went up. It went up a lot.
It's going to be close, but you mean the salary cap?
Yeah.
And these guys are going to have, these three guys, I think, are going to have somewhere around 35, 40%.
I was going to say about 40% of the salary for the entire team.
I bet you the guts of the front office of the Bengals realizes that this is a real risk when it comes to, you know, winning a championship. But the three of these guys together are so explosive and can go off at any given moment.
And I want to go back to what you just said. The fan base is crazed with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, if I'm a Bengals fan, I love the fact that they're back. I am just, I got to take a step back, though, and say, but can we win?
You know how hard it's been for the Jets and the Giants to throw the ball down the field?
Yeah. It's been a challenge.
This is the complete opposite of that.
Here was my idea last week. I said to G, at some point, I would think we've got to correct the salary cap, unless you're just going to have guys dancing from team to team to team. What if you got rewarded for drafting well? And the guys that you draft, when their second contract comes up, count 50% towards the cap.
You know, I was looking at this. You know how many guys actually do sign second contracts with the original team that drafts them?
Probably not a big number.
It's not a lot of them.
But and is it because they can't afford to keep them or because they're not good?
It could be both. It's both. It's both reasons.
But not being able to afford to keep them stinks when it's salary cap related.
Yeah, but, you know, most teams now, because the salary cap has gone up so significantly and will go up again next year, and I'm sure Joe Burrow's agent was saying to the Bengals, hey, look, you know you're going to have more money next year because, it's going to go up. And by the way, the Bengals, they drafted a left tackle, Mims.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge guy. He's kind of like the size of Mekhi Becton. He's going to be their starting left tackle. Or Orlando Brown is there. So they have pieces on the offensive line that I think Ted Karras, their center, that they should be able to protect Joe. They usually draft reasonably well. So I think that's what I would imagine that their draft is going to be entirely defense.
And it's going to make you draft defense because you're going to have to find players that are not going to make much money early on in their career.
You know how we talk about Howie Roseman and how he manipulates everything? They just lost Mekhi Becton. He was a great story. Oh, my God, he's a starting guard now for this unbelievable offensive line. Well, he just let him go to the Chargers. Let him leave. I mean, and Howie Roseman's got like 16 picks, I think, over the next two drafts, and there's power in numbers. And they've killed it with the draft. They got a lot of young players on defense. That whole entire secondary is young. That N'Kobe Dean is a young player who, unfortunately, is coming off of a knee injury, but he was terrific. When you think about the way that they drafted and their core players that are not at this level right now in terms of where the money's going, he got A.J. Brown, he's got Devonta Smith, he's got Jalen Hurts under reasonable contracts, given what else is going on.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.